you ever heard the terms chivalry or serenade? Okay. All right, let's say if this were the situation, you had been to Gulfport, and you had seen somebody that I know, you're telling me about it later. You might say, well, I saw so-and-so.
In Gulfport.
All right, now what if you were in, say, Mobile, and the same thing happened? I saw so-and-so.
In Mobile.
All right. Or what about if you were in Jackson and it happened? So-and-so.
In Jackson.
All right. Do you ever say anything like, I saw so-and-so down in Gulfport, saw so-and-so over in Mobile, saw so-and-so up in Jackson? You don't make any kind of distinction like that.
My husband does, I don't.
Okay, we just be in so-and-so. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's say if somebody's in a party in the neighborhood and it gets out of hand and somebody calls the police, you might say the police came, they didn't arrest just one person, they arrested the
whole group.
Okay. And if somebody hires a band or they're using a jukebox, people, you know, are moving around out on the floor, you say they're having a
ball.
Or a, okay. Or they're having a
party?
Or a formal what?
Dance?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay. This expression, if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you say that at 3 o'clock to what?
Terminate.
Anything else?
Turns out.
Before?
Turns out, right? At 3 o'clock, school's out.
Okay. In this situation, if it's the summertime, school is not in session toward the end of summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
And if a boy leaves home, supposedly to go to school, but never gets there on purpose, you say he did what? Just decided he didn't want to go to school today. What did he do?
Oh, play hooky.
Yeah.
Play hooky.
What about in college if you decide you don't want to go to class? You did
good
what?
Class.
Okay. You ever say cut class?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And someone goes to school to get an
education.
And after high school, you go on to
college, a university.
And after kindergarten, you enter the
first grade.
Right. And each student in the classroom sits behind his own
desk.
And the floor of that, you have 30
desks.
Okay. All right, a few buildings around town. If you want to check out a book, you would go to the
library.
And if you want to mail a package,
post office.
Okay, you can't stay overnight in a strange town. You stay at a
hotel. A hotel.
What about if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the
theater.
If you got very sick, you might have to go to the
hospital.
And a woman who would look after you at the hospital.
Nurse.
Okay. What about if you wanted to catch a train, where would you go?
Station.
Okay.
Depot.
Alright, but what kind of station?
Train station.
Or rail?
Railroad station.
Okay. In a lot of small towns in the South, there's usually an area around which the businesses are arranged. You ever heard that area called anything in particular? Well, not exactly. Like in a small town where I'm from, they have a monument right smack dab in the middle of town, like a monument with a Confederate soldier, and the businesses are kind of arranged around that area, or sometimes the courthouse is right in the middle. Okay, have you ever heard of Court Square or Courthouse Square?
Court Square.
Which one?
Courthouse Square.
Is it that way in the...
No.
Let's say your building is located in this position in town. There's one right here. You say this one's right across from this one. What if this one's located like so? You'd say its position is what it's... What is it?
Perpendicular?
Is there anything else?
Diagonal?